The revitalization of downtown Albany took a step forward this week with the grand opening of a new apartment building under construction since 2016. Wednesday's ribbon cutting at 280 North Pearl Street marked a new era for the Ida Yarborough Apartments, public housing that received a makeover ahead of the construction of a seven-story, high-tech apartment building. The $26.8 million second of four phases of the redevelopment initiative is now complete, with 76 apartments now available for families with a mix of income levels. A geometric design theme sets off the multicolored high-tech building, which offers spacious apartments and an on-site fitness center.
When I talk about creating a city where every neighborhood works, where every neighborhood is safe, where every neighborhood has quality housing that's affordable to the people who live there and has access to great jobs, this is the vision. This is the manifestation of that vision, of creating housing that is focused on affordability at multiple levels, on our families, and on being close to centers for employment, and really focusing on creating a sense of pride. When you have pride in your neighborhood, when you have pride in where you live, anything is possible.
Mayor Kathy Sheehan touted the affordable housing project loaded with modern amenities, including a garden, laundromat, health center, and parking.
This is personal for me. This is my neighborhood. I've lived in this neighborhood now for 2 whole weeks. I love it. I love everything about it. I love the people. I love seeing and experiencing new things and the sense of pride that is growing, the sense of being able to point to this investment.
Laura Manning appreciates the effort. She became a resident of the new building with assistance from the Albany Housing Authority.
I got here in 2010, right in the midst of the Great Recession. I had just been laid off. I was literally in tears wondering how I was going to pay my $1,200 rent for 2 bedrooms, and I got the letter that said, you are at the top of the list. We have an apartment for you. And from that time on, the staff at Albany Housing directed me to self-sufficiency programs. I went back to college. I am a semester away from my bachelor's degree in public policy. I was able to make those decisions because I didn't have to worry about how I was going to meet the rent. I can work part-time and attend school full-time because I don't need 3 jobs to pay my rent and my utilities.
Manning thinks of Ida Yarborough as a village.
My appliances, my cheap utilities, my green roof, my central air and heat. Thank you for providing us with the type of housing that many people say low-income people do not deserve.
Federal and state tax credits helped fund the $45 million Ida Yarborough project. When complete, there will be 335 apartments. The next phase recently received a $200,000 award as part of Governor Andrew Cuomo's Downtown Revitalization Initiative. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.